Welcome to Sustain Your Vitality, the podcast that gives you a nurturing kick in the ass so you can take action every day to feel better, not older. Your lifestyle holds the power to change how you feel. And no matter your age or health issues, you are in the driver's seat. I'm your host, Zoa Connor, functional wellness guide at Zen and Vitality with Zoa, and retreat leader at Intentional Vitality Retreats. I'm here to help you figure out how to lower your stress, increase your energy, put yourself into a healing state, boost your drive and pleasure in life, prevent disease, and feel the best that you ever have with no regrets later. Let's go. And I'm delighted to share Christine Gordon with you for these conversations. Christine, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, and thank you, Zoa, for having me today. I am a clinical herbalist by training with a focus on Ayurvedic medicine and traditional wise woman and Western herbalism. I have a clinical practice here in La Plata, Maryland, and I've been practicing herbalism for about professionally on my own in my own business for a couple of years, but in general for about 20 years.
Fabulous. Well, let's get to our conversation then. So Christine and I are going to have this little chit chat now about one of the doshas, and we're going to choose Vata first. So Vata is something that is associated with ether and air. What the heck are those?
I know, ether, what is that? It's space, right? It's space. An example of that would be how does this ether space thing impact you on a day-to-day basis? It could be a Vata person, and we'll get into this, in just a second, but I don't like people in my physical space, right? So having too many people in my physical space is going to create some imbalance for me. So that's just, that brings it kind of down to the real level around what is this ether space thing around Vata dosha.
But it also has to do with the internal space. So you have spaces inside of you, like your lungs, right? We think of them as an organ, but it's just a shell, and inside of it is space.
Yes, exactly. Intestines too, right? Vata dosha governs the small intestine. So that's a space that we can talk about in Vata terms, if you want to, when we get there.
Yep. So when you look at someone, you can typically, if you have a trained eye, you can see what is their physical presentation in terms of their dosha. So Vata people, if you shake their hand, what do you see? Long, right?
Long, thin, sometimes dry, rough.
So dry skin, long fingers, long necks, long legs, long bones.
Yes. Or
it doesn't mean thin and skinny necessarily.
Not always. Not always. Sometimes that is a clue, though. But also the smaller person who's really what we would say in layman's terms, small boned, right?
Right.
A tiny person who's small boned.
Yes. So, and even if they're short versus tall, right? They're short and narrow.
Yes. Narrow is key there. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And dry. They have a lot of trouble with dry skin and dry other things, dry hair, right?
Yes. Dry mouth a lot.
Yes. Yes.
Their fingernails
a hard time staying hydrated everywhere.
Yes. And digestion and appetite are variable, right? Sometimes digestion is off if their Vata dosha is imbalanced.
Variable is a great word for Vata, because all kinds of things are quite adjustable, shall we say.
Yes. Right? Sometimes they're hungry and they can eat everything, and sometimes they have no appetite at all. You know,
yes.
Sometimes they're...
And it's kind of on a whim. It's not like it's predictable.
It's like the wind, right?
It's like the wind, yep. Their hair tends to have a mind of its own.
Yes, it does. And then let's see, what else can we say? So there, you hear this a lot in Vata people. Their sleep, they're not good sleepers. They sleep lightly. Their sleep is disturbed by the slightest thing. They can't have any sounds. They can't have any light. Their hands and feet are often cold. And Vata, in terms of personality, generally speaking, are typically the creatives, right? If you think about that wind, their mind is all over the place. And sometimes in a good way. It can be a good way if you're a creative, right? You have lots of ideas, lots of ideas. You're active, you're alert. But on the downside of that is you're restless, right? Because your mind is spinning if you're imbalanced in Vata. If there's too much air, you might talk too fast, you might move too quickly, and then you might be easily fatigued or tired.
So you can get a lot of things done if you can go with the wind,
Oh, yeah, definitely.
right? And so they tend to be very busy, not sitting still a lot.
Not sitting still, doing busy things, not always productive things.
Right. So they're doing something, but and if you go with the wind concept, like is it a little bit more of a tornado or is it more of a productive, gentle breeze that pushes on a windmill?
It just depends, right? It depends on lots of things. The season. Is it a windy day? That has an impact on Vata dosha. Is it a windy day? Is there a lot
Yeah.
of noise? Lots of noise going on is super imbalancing for Vata dosha.
So when your vata is imbalanced, then you do have a nervous system dysregulation,
Oh, most definitely.
right? Because the lack of the sleep and the easily stimulated, right? It's like your threshold is high, like you're running around at a lot of stimulation, and so then you're very sensitive to any extra added on.
Exactly. And then we run into problems like chronic fatigue, autoimmune, or low immune system, right? And just in general, getting sick easily, catching that cold when someone sneezes, those kinds of things.
But it's super easy to complain and look for the things that you don't like. But as you mentioned already, the Vata constitution gives an amazing creativity and connection to people and ideas.
Oh,
What
yeah.
other pros would you say Vata brings you?
Well, they definitely, Vata dosha doesn't really need to develop any kind of endurance because they already have it. They already have endurance. They have confidence. They have boldness. And they are the ones you want on your team if you have a project and you're not sure what direction to go in. The Vata person is usually the one to speak up and say, I have this great idea. Now, typically, that's probably the extent of it, right? But it's important. It's important. These Vata
But
mind.
we talk about project starters and project finishers.
Yes, exactly.
So Vata people are project starters. They're the idea people, right?
They
But
are
then
the
they desperately need someone to pass that shit on to, otherwise nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, that'll be the next episode. You got to pass that stuff on to the Pitta.
Absolutely.
Yes, right.
Right?
Yeah, but I think
So
some.
if you're finding yourself having like these qualities are really intense for me, too intense, right? Then you know that you don't want to do things that support this vata state. You want to do things that will calm it down a little bit. But if you're like, I can't remember the last time I was creative, or like I call myself a musician and I've got like three guitars, but I haven't picked them up in a while, I'm just not motivated. Maybe you need to do things to support, create this space, create this airy flow in this energy for yourself, right?
Exactly right. Get outside on a windy day, take a walk, eat or drink things that are nurturing of Vata dosha. Those would be the sweet things and not necessarily processed sugar. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about eating dates and oranges and
Yep,
things that nurture.
fruits and dry things,
Yes,
crispy
exactly.
things,
Yeah.
crackers.
Pretzels. Yeah, nuts, stuff like that.
Yep. So if you love to have a salad with lots of fresh vegetables and just like maybe a tiny little bit of cheese and some like dry, crispy, spicy nuts. And you like to have maybe like a spritzy drink with you and have some pretzels on the side. That's definitely like a vata kind of meal, right?
That is a vata balancing meal. If you are vata already in balance, that's going to put you over the edge. But it is something that you could do if for the person who's feeling stagnant, who feels stuck, who needs some energy, who needs some direction, who needs to tap into, like you said, that creativity piece. That musician that you were talking about that hasn't been playing music, perfect meal for them.
Absolutely. But now here's the funny thing that we haven't really talked so much about, but isn't there different times of the day as well when you might want to eat that meal if you're trying to boost or suppress a little bit of your vata tendencies?
Eating, yes. I think there's all kinds of things. What time of day should you wake up if you want to, get your vata balance, dosha in balance? And what time you eat too. But I would say more importantly, the time of day that you wake up and get your day started. Vata needs to start early in the morning.
Yeah, so if you're that 4 a.m. wake up kind of person and you love it, that's your vata.
That's the vata, yes,
Right?
definitely.
But if you have to drag your ass out of bed at 4 a.m. and you hate it,
Yeah,
that's not you.
that's not you. That is not vata, no doubt.
Right? But if you wanted to boost your vata, you could get yourself up earlier in the morning.
Yeah, you definitely could. That would be a
Right?
challenge for some
But
other.
then you'd have to get up and you'd have to create a lifestyle that was oriented around building your vata. You'd have to have that morning motion and frequent motion through the day, and you'd have to have these lighter, airier meals, right?
Yeah,
It
and
would
this.
be like a whole sequence of things to do. And then how do you know if you've overdone it?
Exactly. Now you're talking. And that's why this conversation is so valuable to share this knowledge, because once you have it, it's pretty easy to weave in and out of it. When you know what air and space feels like, and you know what fire and water feels like, and you know what earth and water feels like, then you can start to create some balance in your own life.
Absolutely. And it's a big part of your toolbox. If I feel this way, I know this is what I do to get me back to where I want to be.
Exactly.
What else should we tell listeners about Vata for right now?
I think just to be mindful that vata dosha in excess can make one feel insecure, fearful, or anxious. And so that's one of the things that you'll notice first when you're feeling vata imbalance. If you're feeling some anxiety or you're feeling insecure, notice where you need to create some calm stillness in your life and maybe eat some rooted vegetables, things that are a little bit heavier to help you feel grounded. And if you are feeling creative, don't ignore it. Get out the paintbrush, get out the journal and the pen, bring out the guitar. Celebrate this part of who you are.
Awesome. Well, I really enjoyed our conversation, Christine. Do you want to let people know how they can find you and learn about all of the wonderful things that you help people with?
That would be great. Thank you so much, Zoa. You can find me online at my website, bloomherbalclinic.com, BLOOM, bloomherbalclinic.com. You can check out my musings on Instagram at Christine in Bloom. And you can find me on Facebook at Christine in Bloom as well.
Great. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you, Zoa.
If the Sustain Your Vitality podcast is helping you understand what you need to feel fabulous in every way with the least amount of effort, please share the show with someone who also needs it. Sharing is easy. Just use the sharing link in the show notes. The Sustain Your Vitality podcast is a gift from Zen and Vitality with Zoa LLC and Intentional Vitality Retreats, based in the state of Maryland, USA. All the podcast things, planning, recording, editing, producing, have all been done by me, Zoe Connor, PhD. Even though you can call me doctor, I'm not a medical professional, and your safety is your responsibility. By listening to this podcast and understanding that any movement, nutrition, lifestyle, or health protocols discussed, you are agreeing to take full responsibility for your actions. Zen and Vitality with Zoa are not responsible for any injuries or issues that may occur. This podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes only and is not a substitute for personalized medical, wellness, nutrition, lifestyle, or movement and fitness advice. Always practice any fitness or movement-related activities in a safe environment. I make no claims about the effectiveness of the techniques or protocols discussed for you or any specific results that you may achieve. I recommend you consult with your healthcare professional before changing your diet, exercise routine, or healthcare plan. Zen and Vitality with Zoa and the guests of this podcast are not liable for any injuries or health problems that may arise from following the information presented.